Bauman and Giddens are in here, and I'm tired of them brain teasers. They tease too. They don't tease. They really tickle.
Tickle?
Yeah, they tickle your brain.
You don't like getting tickled?
Sound like they hurt.
No, I don't like getting tickled. What about you?
I don't care. I'm not ticklish.
Well, the only thing that's ticklish about you are your ribs, because they're usually full.
My stomach is my ribs?
Absolutely. All right, where are we going, Bao?
We're going to play some start, bench, cut.
What in the world are you talking about?
I'm going to give you a list of three players, college basketball players, and you have to decide who you're going to start, who you're going to bench, and who you're going to cut.
Current players?
Yeah, current.
Right now?
Like, you'll know who they are.
I may not know.
Can I cut the entire Auburn basketball team?
Yeah, can we? How many can we cut?
There's no Auburn players on here.
All right, so.
They already got cut.
But I'm saying, how many do we have to keep one?
Yeah,
how many are we doing?
I'm going to give you a list of three players, and you have to decide who you're going to start, who you're going to bench, and who you're going to cut of those three players.
And then are you going to give Giddens a different three?
No, we all do it at the same time.
Okay.
Same list.
Only three, or we got sets of three?
We got sets of three.
Okay. Now you're making a little sense. All right. Hit it off.
The first one, Darius Acuff, LeBaron Filon Jr., and Tyler Tanner.
And now you said start and...
Start, bench, and cut.
All right. I am starting Acuff, I'm benching Filon, and I'm cutting, who was the other?
Tyler Tanner from Vanderbilt.
I'm cutting
Tanner. I'm starting Acuff, I'm benching Tanner, and I'm cutting Filon because he plays for Alabama.
Well, I'm sorry. Filon, the only reason he's coming off the bench for me is he can't play defense, and that's why I cut Tanner. He's the same way. He's a defensive casualty. But Acuff can do both.
I don't know.
All right, so I know what you're doing. I'm starting Filon.
I'm starting Filon, yeah, benching Acuff, and cutting Tanner.
You're looking through those crimson glasses. You said it wasn't going to be any Auburn. Well, if I put
Todd Pettifer on this list, would you bench him or cut him?
Actually, I would probably.
Depends on who the other players are.
If I took out Tanner and put Pettifer in.
Okay, then I'll be honest with you. I'm still starting Acuff. I'm coming off the bench with Pettifer. And I'm cutting Filon simply because Pettifer's good on both ends. That's me. I think Acuff's better than any of them. All right.
Jaden Bradley, Kingston Flemings, and Christian Anderson.
I have no idea who any of those players are.
Okay, I am starting Kingston Flemings. I'm benching Jaden Bradley, and I'm cutting Christian Anderson.
Remind me who these are.
Jaden Bradley is the point guard at Arizona. Kingston Flemings is the point guard at Houston. And Christian Anderson is the point guard at Texas Tech.
And that's a tough one, too. But
bless you. I'm probably the same way with Giddens. What about you?
I would start Christian Anderson, bench Jaden Bradley, and cut Kingston Flemings.
You're cutting Kingston Flemings?
He gets into these funks where he just becomes a shot chucker at times.
All right, give me a set of three coaches.
I don't have a list of that, David.
I mean, just pick one out of the air.
Todd Golden, John Shire, and let's go Dusty May at Michigan.
I am starting. That's a good list right there.
All young guys.
It was between the two. I would be starting and benching would be Shire and Golden.
Yeah.
And probably cutting May. But he's good, too. That's a daggum good list.
I think I'd start Golden, I'd bench May, and I'd cut Shire.
Yeah, Shire's not really.
May made a Final Four with Florida Atlantic.
Yeah.
He's got Michigan on pace. And, you know, Duke's had the Naismith Player of the Year the last 2 years. I want to see Shire do it with, not the most talented roster in college basketball.
I will tell you this. Duke people are not Shire in love. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
They're not. Now, granted, they got spoiled with Coach K. They're not in love with Shire, even though he played there. What would be the three for you?
I would have to start Golden. He's the only one of the three won a championship.
Well, and I mean, he's primed to try to get back there again. I'm telling you, they're good. They've already won the SEC outright for the season.
Yeah. So. I would bench Dusty May because, like Gidden said, he made the Final Four with Florida Atlantic.
And you cut Shire?
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'd change my mind, but I'm okay with that too. But I really believe that Golden should be at the top of that list. All right. How many more players we got?
I got a few more, probably about three more.
Oh, well, let's go.
JT Toppin, Nate Amint, and Thomas Houck.
All right. Since Toppin is hurt, I'm going to cut him.
What if he wasn't hurt?
Oh, if he wasn't hurt, I think I'd still cut him. I'm starting Nate Amint.
Houck, he's also hurt.
Yeah, but he's okay, though. Houck would be on my bench simply because he's inconsistent. He'll have a 27-30-point game, and then he'll score four. But I don't know about Toppin. I don't know.
See, I'm opposite. I feel like I'm starting JT Toppin, I'm benching Thomas Hall, and I'm cutting Nate Amint.
No, I'm not cutting
Nate Amint. I'm with David all the way. Nate Amint is a player that in 5 years could be one of the best players in the NBA.
Well, that's what I was going to say. If you look at the next level.
I mean, we're talking about college.
I know. Still, Nate Amint is still more consistent. You're right.
JT Toppin was.
You are right, Giddens.
I think one of the only players in the country averaging a double-double at the point of his injury. If we're going based on current status, I'm starting Thomas Hawk because he's the only healthy one.
Well, that is true, but I get your deal. But if we're talking next level talent, I'm with Nate Amint's. He's going to be – I can look at him kind of like I look at Shane Gilchrist. I think he could be that good.
Yeah, he's the best pro prospect of the three by far. But in terms of college production
– Yeah, you're right, because he's only a freshman. I got to believe that he may be the best pro prospect. Maybe in – he would be a top five pick for me right now. What about you, Bobby?
Yeah, probably. There's some players that are projected to go in the top five. I don't see a way they need to be.
It's a pretty stacked class this year.
Yeah.
But Thomas Hall's probably going to be second in voting for SEC Player of the Year behind Darius Acuff at this point.
All right. How many more we got?
Two more. And start talking about the draft. Here's another list. AJ DeBansta, Cameron Boozer, and Darren Peterson.
Oh, I can do this one. I'm starting AJ DeBansta. I am benching Cam Boozer, and I'm cutting Darren Peterson.
I'm the other way around, except I'm starting Boozer and benching DeBansta, and I'm cutting.
I'm with David. I think Boozer impacts winning more than DeBansta does.
Boozer's got the pedigree.
Boozer is playing on a pretty loaded team, though, and DeBansta is carrying BYU right now.
I give
every
you that.
Every single one of their wins has been because of DeBansta.
I give you that, but I think when you talk NCAA tournament, I like Duke's chances because of Cameron Boozer, and I don't know how far BYU will go. Kind of probably be like college football playoffs with your beloved, but he's good. But when they start playing the Arizonas and they start playing the Dukes and the Alabamas in the NCAA tournament, I don't know that he will shine as much as he has in the regular season.
He gets so much of the other team's attention.
He does.
And you can't afford to do that.
And rightfully so. Rightfully so. You're right. All right. So what's the last one, Val?
Keaton Wagler, Kingston Flemings, and Darius Acuff.
Oh, I could cut the other two to start and ball hog with Keaston Wagler. Unheralded, he's probably been the best freshman in the country in terms of the stats that he puts up and the importance to his team, and it just flies under the radar. And he was a three-star recruit out of high school.
What about you?
I would start Acuff, bench Wagler, and cut Kingston Flemings. I'm totally out on Kingston Flemings as a prospect.
I'm the other way around. I would be like Giddens. I would start Wagler. I would bench Acuff, but he would come off the bench very quick, and then I'm out with Flemings. I'm with you.
And it's like, for Wagler, he really plays his hardest against the best teams. So I don't know what he's going to be capable of come tournament time.